Hi, I'm Jessica Enger. I am co-host of the podcast, Parent Coaches Unleashed. And today I wanted to tell you a little bit about myself and how I got here. I only ever wanted to be a mom. For as long as I can remember, it was the only job I ever wanted. I met my husband. At the time, I was a fifth grade teacher. We started our family, and I was fortunate enough and privileged enough to be able to make the conscious decision, become a full stay-at-home mom. We went on to have three children, pretty close in age. My first two kids were 15 months apart, and then my third child came 3 years later. So I felt like in the winters of New York, I was home and pregnant all the time. And it was a little bit of an isolating feeling during the winters. But again, I was living my dream job. There was nothing I wanted more. So as my kids grew, and not that they needed me less, they needed me differently. So I was finding that I had more time on my hands, and I kept questioning, what next? What do I want to do for me? As I started to explore my options, one of the things that became very apparent to me is that when you are a stay-at-home mom and want to venture back out into the world, where do you go? What do you do? Especially when you're changing your career from what it was to something entirely different. As my children grew and as I dealt with their struggles and just the normal angst of childhood, I realized that I wanted something more. And I didn't know what that was. I did some searching, and I am a firm believer in signs. Two people mentioned in passing or at a talk that I was at, whatever it was, there were signs pointing to parent coaching. And I thought to myself, parent coaching, what is that? I have never heard the term before. I don't know what it means. So I did some research. And during the pandemic, while I was a camp photographer at a sleepaway camp, I decided, you know what, I'm going to take the plunge here. And I did an interview, and I was accepted into a parent coaching class. And it was a 24-week program all about parent coaching. For the first 12 weeks, you go through it as if you are the client. And I learned things about myself that I really did not know. I learned things about my parenting that I'm sat there scratching my head like, oh my gosh, here I was thinking I was doing this all the right way. And I come to find out there is no right way. I was offered tips and suggestions and strategies, and more than that, insight into why my kids did what they did, or why they thought that way, or even why me as a parent, why I made certain decisions. And it was all so eye-opening, and I could not wait to get out there and share this. I'll tell you what I was not in that moment, even though a business class was offered on how to grow your business as a parent coach. I found that to be the biggest struggle, to find clients. And I did, and they came in slowly, and I loved it. I just loved talking about parenting. I loved being able to talk about the taboo topics, to talk about why parents struggle, why parents feel alone. I remember from one of my first clients, we were talking about labeling and why you should never label a child. This one parent thought perhaps their child was lazy. And I tried to say, the more you tell your child they're lazy, the more they're going to believe that they're lazy. And this parent was not having it. They was like, you can't convince me that saying my child is lazy is automatically going to make them lazy. It doesn't work that way. And I said, well, when your child was born, what did you call your child? The parent mentioned their child's name, and I said, so you're saying that at the beginning, you just kept calling your child by their name over and over again. Let's say, Johnny, you're Johnny, you're Johnny, 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 come here, Johnny, go to mommy, Johnny, go to daddy. All of a sudden, they became Johnny. So if you're calling your child lazy, you're lazy, get off the couch, you're lazy, go walk the dog, you're lazy, go help with dinner, what makes you think they wouldn't just automatically associate themselves with just being lazy? And somewhere in that defining moment where that parent had that aha moment, I thought to myself, everybody needs to hear this. Everybody needs to see this. My goal became not just working with one client, but reaching as many parents as I could. Somewhere along that line, I met my co-host, Carrie Weisenfeld. She was on her life coaching journey. I was on my parent coaching journey. And we started to discuss, how can we help each other? And through framing and reframing and reframing again, we started having these natural conversations about parenting. And at one point we said, wait, we should be taping this. These conversations are brilliant. And through that organic process, the idea to have a podcast was born. The idea to help as many parents as we could, to reach as many parents as we could, and more importantly, for parents to know they are not alone. Our podcast was born. So we're so excited for you to join us now on this journey of Parent Coaches Unleashed, and to see what our community will bring to you. So drop me a line, jessica@oceanwavesparenting.com, and join us for our podcast. We're so happy to have you with us, and for you to remember that you are never alone.